and welcome to a How to Be a Minimalist Mini. This is Spring Cleaning Kitchen Edition. I was working on my spring cleaning and the thought occurred to me that I could pop on here and give you guys a little mini podcast episode. And I've been wanting to do this a little bit anyway. So starting off these mini podcasts with a mini series sounded just like so much fun. So I had to do it. Basically, what I feel the difference is between regular spring cleaning and spring cleaning like a minimalist is when you are spring cleaning like a minimalist, you're wondering and evaluating what you can get rid of and how you can make your home feel more cleared out and free of things that you don't utilize anymore. It also has a lot to do with the surfaces and kind of reassessing the way your rooms feel to you. So if you are really looking for a more peaceful place, you're going to be trying to figure out how to make that happen. And in the end, I think you'll end up having what you want. I think you'll get what you want because you're being more mindful about it and thinking about what's going on with your home. So with this kitchen edition one, I have been going over my home and I just decided to podcast about it. So you're going to get a little non-visual RV tour of my kitchen right now. So let's get started. I began with my oven, my stovetop, and a sink deep clean. So I got those really well cleaned out. On our RV, we've got a propane stove that's a 3-burner. So I made sure that the surfaces were all clean. It also has like a stove cover. So I got that really wiped down well. And I got wiped down behind the stove very, very well. I also cleaned out inside of the oven a little bit. And I went for it around my sink. Doesn't matter how much I wipe down the sink. I swear every day I wipe it down. But you just get buildup. I think every sink is like that. And it's usually around the gasket, which makes sense. I cleaned all of that up really well and just sparkling. I have cleaned up my stove very successfully with just baking soda and water in the past. This time I decided to go ahead and use some disinfectant wipes on all surfaces just to kind of give them a really good scrub down. I found a canister of them that I must have purchased a long time ago, and I've been kind of like debating whether I was going to use them or not, but I think for spring cleaning it was a good option. Usually I use my homemade spray that's made of essential oils and vinegar and, you know, a little bit of dish soap and basically I think just water. So it's a very, very basic cleaning solution, and that works great for every day, but I kind of wanted to get a little bit of a deeper clean this time. Next, I went over my counters and surfaces and I kind of reassessed them and decided, what do I really want for these surfaces? Now, I have a countertop garden on my kitchen counter, and I also have a 2-tiered fruit basket where we put our fruit as well as tortillas and bread. Basically, I pulled those things out and it cleaned up really well underneath them. I then went ahead and took a look and, with them pulled out, decided what I wanted it to look like. Pulling all of these things off of the counter was a really good way to see what I wanted the countertop to look like and what I want it to feel like. I love my countertop garden. I grow herbs and like microgreens and things like that on top of it, but it gave me a chance to think about what I really want. So I got rid of one of the plants that my daughter had been growing on there. I put it in our little tray of plants that we have more in our entryway, I guess you could call it. And I took some stuff out of one pot and I put it in a different one. So I've been able to kind of check and see, what do I really want this to look like? I'm really happy with it now. It's condensed from 5 to 3 pots and I feel good about it, and it will be able to hold the things that I want. And it just looks sweet now and it's really nice. It's a really good opportunity for you if you have a bigger kitchen and a sticks and bricks home to see what appliances are on the counter. Do you have plants that have happened to kind of migrate there that you don't really want there? Maybe you do want the plant there, but it's still in like a Christmas container because you got it as a Christmas gift and you no longer want it in that pot. Maybe you need to go and find some cool pottery. That's actually one of the things that happened for me. I decided I didn't want one of the pots that I had been using anymore. I was going to use one of the pots that my father-in-law gave to me. He creates the most beautiful pottery. So I put that on the countertop instead, and I'm going to plant a cutie mandarin orange seed in there that my son gave to me that I have been able to get to sprout. So we'll see what happens with that little cutie tree. Looking at your counters is actually a really important part of the minimalist process because it kind of determines how we're going to feel about an area. So having your floor cleaned up is generally accepted as, you know, being minimalist or organized or clean or tidy or whatever. But a lot of times people justify having a lot of stuff on their surfaces and it looks nice. You can even say it looks beautiful. If you go and look at like home living type of magazines, they're beautiful. They have wonderful things that are really special and really pretty on them, on the surfaces. If you look at coffee tables or entryway tables, dressers, anything like that. However, a lot of times it's too much to keep up on. It will make dusting harder. And also, we have to remember that stuff attracts stuff. So it's really important to remember that even though you may love the way your surfaces look, if you keep it a little bit simpler and more minimalist, you may feel more peaceful because it won't remind you all the time that you need to be cleaning it. Maybe you haven't dusted it in a week or two and things like that. Taking a look at your surfaces will kind of determine how people feel when they walk in your home, and very importantly, how you feel when you walk into your home. And your kitchen is a really important area. Checking out your surfaces in your kitchen is very important, and it's a good time to ask, does this deserve a spot in my home? Are there appliances there that don't deserve a home either in your house at all or on your kitchen counter? Next, I went and looked through through food and checked for expired foods. Now, I did this a couple months ago, so my process was mostly just going through and putting things kind of back in order. And that's another thing that you want to do is you kind of want to sort out your food, kind of stack up your cans again the way they should be. And, you know, if you have little snack bags or things like that that need to go back into baskets or however you figure out your kitchen cupboards, it's up to you. If you have food that's tucked way back that is expired, maybe those are foods that you don't want to buy anymore. Maybe it's a waste of your resources. Or if they're healthy foods that you should be getting in more often, maybe you need to like think about keeping those kinds of things closer up. So as you sort your counter, your cupboards out, I can't get off of the counter subject apparently. As you sort out your cupboards, make sure you're considering like what kinds of foods do I want to be eating, and kind of pull them to the front if you can. Next, you can wipe off the faces of your cupboards, your stove, your refrigerator, and all those sorts of things. It's amazing how little bits of food or just grease or whatever just builds up. So just taking some warm water and a little dish soap, wiping things down or whatever your cleaners are, it doesn't have to be a really long and strenuous process. Just get them kind of wiped down and cleaned off, and you just feel good having it all cleaned up. It's really nice. After I cleaned up all of this stuff, I went through underneath my sink and up in my cabinets as well as my drawers. It was at this point that I really did an assessment of what things I wanted. There were several items that I found tucked way in the back of the cabinet that holds my sink and all the plumbing, and I kind of laughed when I saw them and just decided, okay, if it's way back here, do I really need this? The answer was no, so I got rid of them. It really is not a big deal to me to get rid of those kinds of things. Most of the time, it's very obvious to me that if something has been tucked back there for like a year and I haven't wanted it, I don't need it anymore. And so getting rid of things like that is just kind of a no-brainer. And if you don't feel any of those emotional attachment tugs, just ditch it while you can. It also gave me the opportunity to see some things that I knew that were under there, but they were not as easily accessible, and I made them accessible. I went through my drawers and I figured out that there are some things that I would like to change in my utensil drawer, and I'm going to slowly make those changes over the year, but for now I'll just kind of leave it the way that it is. And I did get rid of one or two things, but it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and leave them as is for the moment. So as you're pulling things out, it's a really great opportunity to wipe things down, go ahead and vacuum drawers out. It's easy because you're already going through things, and it's amazing how many like little pieces of paper or food or just little things get kind of stuck in our drawers. And just going ahead and pulling everything out, sorting through it, putting it the way you want it, getting rid of the things that you want, and then cleaning out that drawer or the cupboard before you put everything back, it just makes sense. And it's really a quick process. It's very fast. It really doesn't take hardly any time at all. So when I went through all of my stuff, it took about an hour and a half to get everything cleaned up really well. I do have an RV kitchen, so it's smaller, but I think that because I am kind of constantly assessing a drawer or whatever here or there, it makes it pretty easy to get through everything. I also had 4 questions in mind as I worked, and these I hope will help you to keep on this minimalist track. Ask yourself, if this item was tucked way back into a nook or cranny, do I really need it? And I think this is a really important question, because if you were not using it for 6 months, a year, 2 years, or whatever, do you really want to use it? And I guess if the answer is yes, then maybe make sure that you've organized it in a way that you will utilize it. But it's very likely that you don't really need that item. Next, I would say, if you have healthy foods that have been tucked in the back of your cabinet, are those things that you can put closer up and make the healthy foods easier to access than the unhealthy foods? And I know sometimes this is difficult, but I started doing this a little while back, and I guess a year or two ago, and I noticed the intake of food that was healthier became a lot greater, and it was a really good way of me figuring out what we actually eat and what I want us to be eating. The next question I would ask myself with that minimalist viewpoint is there a better way to organize things? So not only have you condensed your items, but is there a way that you can organize them so that you can actually utilize those things that are important to you and have value to you? My last question is, how do you want to feel when you walk in your kitchen? It's really important to not skip this part, because a lot of times we forget that the way we feel in a room dictates whether we want to spend time in there or not, or how we want to spend our time when we're in there. It is very interesting to me. I didn't make my bed for like 3 days, I think. Now, usually when I get up in the morning, I make the bed because Josiah has gone to work, and so it's just my job, and it's fine. So I get out of bed, and I make it, and then I go get up, and I get him ready for work, and send him out the door, and all that stuff. And then I might even come back into my bedroom, but I don't get back under the covers. I leave the bed nicely made. But it's a really nice workspace, because I've made the bed, and it's all tidy, and it's a really sweet space. Well, when Josiah gets out of bed on the weekends, he gets up later than I do, and he doesn't always make the bed. Sometimes he does, but he says I'm better at it than he is. Maybe that's just his excuse to not make the bed. I don't know. But I just always forget to go back in there. I don't mind making. I really don't care. But I've noticed that when the bed is not made, I do not want to be in there. It just feels like a big pile of blankets, like you're an animal, like sitting in a nest in there. I don't like it at all. I don't know what it is. Now, this is a weird thing about me probably, but I feel so much better when the bed is made. It's inviting. I want to sit in there. I want to journal in there. I want to be, you know, having a cup of tea in there, whatever. Like, I just don't like it though when the bed is not made. It's not as important to me to have all of the surfaces clean, but the bed has to be made, or else I don't want to go in that room at all. Our kitchen is very similar. Every room in our house is very similar. If we pay attention, we'll find those areas where we're like, oh, I don't want to be in that room. In your kitchen, it's really important to want to be in there, especially if you're trying to eat healthier foods, or if you're trying to cook more of your own meals. It's important to want to be in there. So how do you feel about your kitchen? What do you want to feel like in there? Do you want to be more inspired to cook good foods? Do you feel it's cluttered and you want to have more space? What are ways that you can make it more inviting so that when you walk in, it's a calm and peaceful place for you to do your work? I I sure hope that you've found this How to Be a Minimalist mini helpful, and I hope you enjoy cleaning up your home. Whether you do all these things or not, I hope that you find a little tidbit in here that will get you going so that you can have a really nice, clean, and minimalist home this spring, all prepared for yourself. This series is going to include several different areas of your home, and I hope you look forward to them. If you want to hang out with me over on Instagram, I'm at How to Be a Minimalist. If you've enjoyed this episode or any other in particular, please, please leave a rating review over on Apple Podcasts. Or if you have a rating system on the app where you listen, it means so much to me and it helps the show to growth. And so if as it grows, you are definitely supporting me and my family in our efforts. And so that means so much to me. Remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.